Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from CanStar Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol ROX and on the OTC CSRNF. Shad and I are chatting with the President and CEO, Rob Brugman. Now, Rob, before we get into some of the recent drill results from the company's Golden Bay project in Newfoundland, please just bring everybody up to speed and our new listeners up to speed on the overall strategy here at CanStar Resources, please.
Sure. Yeah, thanks, Corey, and hi, Shad. So CanStar Resources is focused on gold exploration in Newfoundland. We optioned a big claim package called Golden Bay last fall. It's about 62,000 hectares, and we see a lot of similarities between the Golden Bay project and then what Newfound Gold has been exploring and their Queensway project. So it sits on the same tectonic boundary where two plates come together, and there have been big gold mineralizing events, similar volcanic and sedimentary rocks as well. And then at surface, we have more than 20 gold occurrences over about 40 kilometer span, and we're just getting started on evaluating some of those. So the most advanced target that we have is called Kendall. It's an area that we've been drilling over the past 2 months. In total now we've put 22 holes in that, and we're just about to drill a few more holes. Yesterday we announced the first two assay results for the first two holes from there, and we're quite pleased because in hole number one we hit 9.64 grams per ton of gold over 7.75 meters. So we thought, yeah, that's a very good intercept. It's very close to surface. It was a 45 degree hole, and we hit that about 7.5 meters down, so roughly about 4 meters from surface. So what it suggests is we've got a gold mineralized system that starts at surface in this particular location where we reported the holes, dips at about 30 to 40 degrees, and we think could potentially extend very deep. These are orogenic gold systems related to basically mountain building, and these can go hundreds if not thousands of meters. So we're quite excited that we're just getting started on this, but we've shown the gold continues at depth, good grades, good thickness, with a lot more to come.
All right, let's talk about this Kendall target then, because yeah, these are just the first two holes in this 5,000 meter drill program. The headline number, 9.6 grams per ton gold over 7.8 meters. Give us a little bit more insights on how you isolated this Kendall target and why you started at the Kendall target.
Yeah, so with Kendall, the reason we've always been excited about it was there was a game-changing discovery there in 2019 by some prospectors who now actually work for CanStar. And so in 2019, they found the first instance of visible gold on the Golden Bay property, and it was at Kendall. And as they did some more prospecting work in the area, they got some really good grab samples, the best one of which graded 4,485 grams per ton of gold. So that was coarse, free gold and quartz veins. That got us interested in the project, which is why we optioned it in the fall of last year. And then it's worked out pretty well because through trenching, we've exposed outcrop there. We've discovered two sets of quartz veins oriented in different directions. And then the recent drilling has been targeting the downward projection of those quartz veins, which include, so far, visible gold in the drill core in fine grains.
Well, Rob, just remind everybody that aside from this Kendall target, there are still a lot of other targets on the property. It's a massive property that you have. And so some of those may be amenable to that same kind of trenching and surface work. And then some of them are undercover. So what are some of the techniques you'll use to target some of the other areas as you move across the land package?
Yeah, that's a good question, because historically in Newfoundland, there's always been awareness of high-grade gold occurrences, but the challenge has been to decipher those and develop them into meaningful economic resources. And I think we're just on the cusp of that. And that's, I think, why now Newfoundland is an emerging gold district, led by companies like Newfound Gold. And the reason for that is there's great structural complexity on these. There's been so much shearing and thrusting, faulting and deformation that even if you find gold in one location, trying to figure out in which direction it goes and what the controls on are on that, that's the biggest challenge. So our experience so far with the Golden Bay project is where we do have outcrop and we can do things like trenching and then visually inspect and map the quartz veins and get a sense of things like dip, that's very, very helpful. And so certainly on the property, we've got a lot of gold occurrences at surface. We're going to prioritize them, and wherever we do have outcrop, those things are going to help. In other areas, we have a lot more tree cover and we have till sitting on top of the bedrock. And so we don't get those same visual clues as in other locations. And so you're really drilling blind, and your chance of success of actually hitting a gold zone are much lower. Now, one of the tools we're going to be using and are in the process of collecting that data right now is something called LIDAR. So it's an airborne method where it uses laser to see through the trees and thin ground cover to map bedrock. And so we're doing that across the entire property, which is 620 square kilometers. And we think that's going to be very useful. So, you know, whereas a boots on the ground or even a drone image will just show you a bunch of trees and then till sitting on top of that, what this LIDAR is going to do is it's going to show you the orientation of the rocks, where you're more likely to have outcrop, where you get cross-cutting features and things like that. So I think that's going to be a very good tool for, I guess, making our exploration less blind in some areas.
So, Rob, where is the drill turning now, part of this 5,000-meter program, and where is it going to go from here? Give us a bit more insights on some of these targets that are going to be drilled, what you're excited about, please.
Yeah, so the drill started at Kendall. It drilled 22 holes there, and then we had it move to four other locations on a parallel trend towards an area called Blowout. So we've just completed that drilling. In total, that's another 23 holes. And right now, the drill just got back to the Kendall target. So we're back at Kendall. We're stepping out and trying to follow the mineralization that was identified in those other holes. And we'll be drilling for the next couple of weeks. After that, we're going to take a break from the drilling. Not because there isn't potential. It's actually because drills are tough to source in Newfoundland, and the rig we currently have is committed to another project. So we're going to take a break, wait for more assays to come in from the holes, as well as do more analytical and modeling work. But we certainly intend to get another rig back in as soon as possible and then continue to drill Kendall. In the meantime, the other thing we're going to do is most of these other prospects that we have on the property, we haven't had a chance to go inspect and advance those. And that's something else we want to do and try to prioritize those and move them towards future drill targets as well.
Well, Rob, just remind everybody what the budget is for this 5,000 meter drill program and what kind of cash in the bank the company has.
Yeah, so the budget for that program with 5,000 meters drilling is about $2 million. A lot of that's already been incurred. With most of the drilling now being done. The company has about $4 million in cash in the bank, but our G&A burn rate is very low, so we can easily fund exploration work well into next year as well as cover our G&A expenses. But the other thing now, the share price is doing fairly well. We have quite a few warrants that are in the money, so we're finding some money's coming in through warrant exercise as well. But if all those warrants were exercised, that would actually bring in another $5 million and, you know, certainly cover exploration well through next year, even as the budgets get bigger.
Okay, so this really is just one program that sounds like it's probably going to lead into more follow-up programs, but time to get, I guess, a good understanding of some of these targets by poking some holes in them, although the Kendall target already has a number of holes in them. These were, I believe, some of the best drilled to date, though. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Rob regarding the drilling going on at Canstar and at the Golden Bay Project, please just email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com, and we will get Rob to address those. Rob, thank you for the time. Keep us up to date on future news, and we'll chat again soon.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.